Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this Big Dre. I'm in B-Town. I listen to Faith Walker, EMG.
Faith Walker, I'm done. The only one is the fun.
Y'all clowns are faster than just big talkers. Showing what it really means to be a fake walker.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, N-God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts on Sundays at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time. I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what
the kingdom for
It is Rod B, CEO of Wolfville Records, and I stay tuned in to EMG Radio listening to my boy Faith Walker.
Yo, yo, peace, God's people. This is Mr. Mayberry checking in, representing Texas, and every Sunday night at 9 p.m., I'm listening to Faith Walker, the Lazarus, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Yeah, y'all.
This is for Tashawn Finney Allen, and while releasing my thoughts to paper, I listen to Faith Walker, the Lazarus, on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. EMG Radio.
It's your boy DJ Young Hope. You know what I do on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock? I listen to Faith Walker in the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Hit me up on Facebook, Young Hope. Twitter, Young Hope 503. And remember, there is always hope for your situation. Yeah.
Hi, this is Prophetess Marina Amalia, a.k.a. Dr. Nancy. When I'm not worshiping in the beauty of holiness, I'm listening to EMG Radio Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, sponsored by Nathan and Spock. You ought to listen to.
Like Saul in the temple, ain't nothing but God in this track right here.
The world cause he walks by me. I don't entertain mess. I'm blessed by the best. That's the kingdom woman. God made excellence. You baiting, but I'm debating. Why you hating? Cause I fear God and I don't mind waiting.
I'm waiting, concentrating, cause the time is not right. I'm just trying to stay focused, cause my promise inside. I'm just waiting, concentrating, cause the time is not right. I'm just trying to stay focused, cause my promise inside.
Say you,
and I say you.
see you.
What about me?
I'm focused on the destiny.
Uh-huh.
You can't have the best of me, but you.
Yeah.
To you. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. I'm studying the Bible too.
Okay.
I'm saying I go to church.
I see you.
I'm saying
I see you.
I'm joined by my co-host, the poetess, amen, Sean Feeney Allen. Sean Feeney, say hi to the people.
Good evening.
Amen. Before we get started, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Let's sanctify these lines. All of y'all that know a word of prayer, just keep us lifted on tonight, amen, as we go full throttle. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know the prophets are definitely tuned in on this one, amen. So definitely we're going into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you for this broadcast, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, AMG, On the Spot Nathan, Lord God, Project 9, Lord God, everybody who's connected, Lord God, to this movement that thou has established in this hour, God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against, Lord God, every work of the flesh, Lord God, all unclean spirits, Lord God, every traditional, religious, Pharisaical, Sadduceical spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We ask that you release your angels, Lord God, and Lord God, eliminate every hindrance that will try to come against this move on tonight, and we saturate this and we cover this with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, and Lord God, just ask that you forgive us, Lord God, of anything said, anything done, Lord God, that is not a part of your will, Lord God, that these many prayers, Lord God, may go through the ceiling, Lord God, and reach you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for the children of Israel who celebrated their Passover from 15th to the 22nd, Lord God, and we thank you for what you're doing in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Like I said, you're tuning into the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. You're joined by me, amen, Faith Walker, the Lazarus, also by the poetess, amen, gospel poetess, amen, Sean Feeney Allen, amen. And we're here on tonight, amen. We're going to preview a project, amen, and we're going to get ready to bring forth our guest. A lot of people hit me up talking about what was that song I just heard, amen. That was the Waiting and Consecrating song, amen. It's off of my project, King Dominion, amen, will be released at the end of this month, amen. That was Sierra Hamilton, amen. Sierra Hamilton, who's a part of the gospel group Elevated Minds. Shout out to her. And also Mike Eternal, Only by Faith Production in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Prince Redeem also was on that track, amen. Shout out to him in Greenville, amen. And so definitely, amen, I bless God for that. Now, at this time, amen, I bring forth a woman of God, amen. She speaks life. She speaks life. She's a prophetess, amen. She came by way, amen, of Florida, amen. She's also a graduate of the School of the Prophets that's head by, amen, our prophetess Dewan Holmes Rollison and Bishop Rollison, amen. And she's also a founder of I Speak Life, amen. Her CD, amen, we're going to get into tonight, amen. I've been playing it. I've been bumping it, amen. So all these songs you hear on tonight, I've been playing these, amen. Because you know what? I understand her walk and talk, but I'm not going to talk more about it. I'm going to bring her forth right now. It's prophetess Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall. To her fans, amen, who just know as Yaquanda, amen, but I'm going to give respect where respect is due. Prophetess, how you doing, woman of God?
I'm doing great. Excited to be on tonight. I appreciate the opportunity. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Listen, I'm excited, amen, on here tonight. The Lord done got everybody out here tonight. I mean, everybody is tuned in. because just to see, not only just the CD, the movement, I understand that most people that got Fred Hammond CD, amen, but what was it like working on this project, amen, and then I'm going to let Sean Feeney, you know, flow it, you know, she feel led by the Lord to come on in.
The process was tedious. I can say initially when I believed that the Lord was leading me to do a love project, I resisted a little bit because I was prepared to do my gospel project. But I just released my book on a successful marriage, God's Way, and being a marriage counselor. The Holy Ghost let me know, you know, you can't pretend you don't know some of the struggles that you've counseled these couples through. Let's put together a project that can heal and mend and give them something they can listen to, something to encourage the wives to celebrate their husbands, something to encourage the husbands to get away with their wives. Let's bring love and commitment back to marriage, because marriage is good and marriage is fun. So it was fun. The songs were being downloaded. I was running to my husband saying, listen to this. He was saying, that's it. It was amazing. It was amazing. When you flow with God, whatever your reservations were, they will soon pale in comparison to the glory that he gets out of our obedience.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, listen, we're about to get into our first song right off the top. Boo-Thang. Tell me about Boo-Thang, amen. Now, when you say the title, a lot of people are like, boo. What kind of kingdom language is that? Is that kingdom? I didn't see that in my Bible.
Well, you don't see Roy see your Bible either, but I'm sure you won't want to know. Bentley's not in there either, but you know, Liz, you know. So that song was my first song, my first baby. And, it was so much warfare on that song. I mean, it was the first song that I wrote, the first track that I laid, but it was the last song that we finished. I love my husband, and all of these songs are geared toward him, but he is my boo-thang. He is my everything. I just can't imagine life without him. I mean, because of what God has done in us, it is something that I want to go on for as long as we're here on earth together. So he is my boo-thang, and I wanted him to know how important he was to me, and I wanted wives to get an opportunity to celebrate their husband. Your husband needs to be your boo-thang. He needs to be your main thing. He needs to be your everything next to God. Next to God now. I keep him in his spot now. He know he's my little L, Lord. Capital L can't be replaced. Don't play with that, boo-boo. But the little L, that's my little L, Lord. So. It was exciting and fun, and he loved it. He was like, "Damn, I love it." I was like, "That's all I need to hear."
Well, Sean Feeney, she didn't hear the song yet. I know she said, "I want to hear this song." I know she's like, "I want to hear this song." Amen. Also, shout out to my brother Roddy SP. Amen. Tuning in. Amen. Definitely shout out to him. Amen. Listen, we about to get into this booth. And you want to introduce this prophetess?
Well, I just wanted to just say a few of the lyrics that are in there. I mean, I want to spend the rest of my life with you is my desire. You're my best friend. You mean the world to me. I want to see life with you, do life with you. I believe in you. Now, the second verse was a bit, you know, it's a bit intense, but, I mean, it's real life. I'm talking to married folks, you know. I want you to hold me tight, treat me right, love me all night. I mean, because that's the benefit of being married. Nothing bad about enjoying your spouse when you're married. So I want to bring the consecration and the sanctification back to the bed of the married couple. This is a wife talking to her husband. That's what makes him my boo-thang, because he put a ring on my finger. So this song is more than just lyrics. The spirit behind this song is one of healing and restoration and order in marriages and relationships.
Hey, listen, we're going to get into all of that when we come out of boo-thang, amen. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you know, the wolf in the bedroom, all of that stuff, the right spirit. What's the difference between, you know, we're going to get into that question. I know everybody waiting on it. I mean, they got that one button ready to pop off. I'm going to ask the hard question. Yo, Faith, keep it real, sir. I'm going to keep it real. Amen. We're going to get into that boo-thang. Pastor Hill, I know you're on the table. Go ahead and spin that boo-thang off. Thank you.
about you, baby, all day long. Wondering what time you gon' get home. Yeah, and I'll be your wife for the rest of my life. It's my desire, it's what I wanna do. Yes, I do, yeah. Cause you are my best friend, you're what I need. You mean the world to me. Boy, yes you do. I love being with you, seeing life with you, doing love with you. I believe in you, together forever.
She stressed the husband and wife part. And it's nice, clean music. for the, you know, for the bedroom for a married couple. And I love it. She, I felt the song through her introduction, and I didn't even hear the song.
Hey, definitely, that's a good song. That's probably one of my favorite ones on there, that boo thing. Because I didn't, my first time, I didn't feel convicted or nothing like that when I heard it. I was just waiting for that Holy Spirit to, like, I said, okay, Lord. Okay, I love Doc all day, amen. I said, okay. You know, I was just reasoning with the Holy Ghost. I said, you know, and I said, I know she getting the right spirit and everything. And I listened to it. I was like, hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah,
okay.
It's nice. Clean. I mean, there's nothing out of character about it. Nothing.
Amen. Wait, well, hey, we're going to take your calls, 347-945-5416. Amen. Tell us what you think about Boothang, amen. And listen, I'm going to ask you to rep your church, too, amen, because your pastor probably listening, too, amen. So, amen, 347-945-5416. Show your love, amen, for Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall, amen, woman of God, prophetess, amen. And we're about to get into this next question, amen. And I want you, but I want to ask Doc, and then, you know, Sean Finney, you can comment on it as well after she breaks it down. How important it is for married couples to be mindful of the music that they're listening to while the body dimension of the ministry and the holy covenant of marriage is going on?
It is very important. Let me put it plain, make it simple. The spirit that the music is released in, the spirit of the artist is released into the music as well as the spirit of the musician. So if the artist has a lust spirit and is wrestling with lust, and that is released into his music or her music. The intent of the artist is released into the music. So, and most times, because the artists are more concerned with you buying their product and feeling good, then they're leaning toward enticing your flesh.
Ooh.
But the thing about the flesh is, even in marriage, if you continue to let your flesh dictate what your decisions are, then you can't satisfy the flesh. And that's why we find a lot of couples, they start out, they're enjoying, you know, this music that has the flesh feel to it and it feels
good.
Yeah. But after they enjoy each other, because something attached to the music is not of God, then they begin to not be satisfied with one another, because you can't satisfy the flesh.
Ooh.
That's why you have to crucify the flesh. That's why
you
serve your spouse. That's why he's my boo thing. That's why I want to spend my life serving him, because as I'm serving him, I'm denying my flesh, and God has given me the joy of marriage.
Mm.
Amen.
So, Finney, you want to add on to that? You want to jump in there?
I feel like it's the same thing she's saying, because when she said the lyrics, it depends on who's putting it out. Because if you do have an artist who is just out there just putting out something just to be heard, then some people listen to the music and some people listen to the music. So you'll get the ones that are speaking the real lustful stuff, and then you get the curious-minded people. And then that's when they get out there and they do, you know, stuff they shouldn't do. And they experiment and do everything just because this is what they heard in this lyric.
So wait a minute. Somebody might say, well, Doc, I can't do no R. Kells. I can't do no Luther. I can't do no Freddie. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with me? Okay, I can tone it. I listen to Jill Scott. That's cool.
Yeah, what they have to pay attention to is what happens when you listen to it. You know, because of the industry, there are gospel artists who are continually listening to secular music, but they are strong spiritually to be able to deal with what's trying to come in. If you don't have the fortitude to be able to listen to those things, you don't need to, because there is an impartation coming from the music. You know how I know? Because when I was in sin, every time I tried to do right, that right song came on, and the impartation from the artist called me to be back in the club on Saturday night. So I know that there is an impartation that comes from the music. And so, you know, I don't want to tongue wrestle with you about listening to your R. Kelly or listening to what it is, but I want to ask you, how do you feel afterwards? Do you feel convicted? Because sometimes, you know, the conscience can be seared. We don't feel convicted anymore because we have justified what we do. But is your flesh being fed or your spirit man being encouraged? I mean, so you just got to make sure that it's kingdom.
Okay,
that what
all right,
your
listen. Technically, I feel like that's why a lot of marriages go into the bad, because they are so sanctified and purified that they can't enjoy their husband. She didn't make this to satisfy nobody but her husband. It's up to you what you listen to. You can't go in the bedroom with Shirley Caesar, I'm coming on the rough side of the mountain. So, I mean, come on. This lady made a clean, nice record. What's wrong with it? They're always talking about what justifies what God be pleased with. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with the record. That woman trying to keep her husband. So they better put Boo Thang in their collection. That's our Shirley Caesar and that's not going to be
Shirley Caesar?
Yeah, wow. Come on the rough side of the mountain. You going in the bedroom with that?
The rough side of the mountain.
Lay your hands on me, Jesus. Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
Nobody loves the Lord no more than I do. But there's nothing wrong with going in there, turning on a little lute and a little soft music. That doesn't say that I'm demonic. I don't justify whether I love the Lord or none of that. So these people need to wake up and smell the coffee. When their husband run out the door and go to that boo thing, then they'll shut up.
Uh-oh.
Gee, God of mine.
Uh-oh.
Sister, what church you representing, amen?
Look, I ain't representing no church, but I attend the one and only St. Martin Missionary Baptist Church, and I am Sister Linda Laverne Johnson.
Well, you go ahead. You go, Sister Laverne.
God bless you.
God bless you, sister.
You have a good night, and tell him don't bother with Boo Thang.
Don't bother with Boo Thang.
Don't bother.
Leave Boo Thang alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Nah, Boo Thang is that thing. unfortunately, I can't listen to Boo Thang, amen, probably for a little while longer, amen. Say amen.
Why you can't?
I mean, I can listen. You know what? I can't listen to it. I'll take that back. Amen. I can't listen. I can listen to it.
I'm trying to get the track right now. I want Boo Thang.
Amen. Amen. Well, you shout out to your Boo Thang.
You're going to be hot on the chop. To tell all those over-sanctified, dissatisfied women, they better get Boo Thang.
Boy, the brother said he got faith walk on the ropes tonight.
Have a blessed night, okay?
We need. Amen. Keep listening for the website to order the CD. God bless you.
Amen. Well, shout out to Sister Lucinda. Go ahead, prophetess.
No, I was just giving her a shout out. I just give her a God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, that was coming.
Amen.
You knew that was coming, Faith. I think that's what you've been waiting on.
Lord have mercy. Hey, I ain't knocking your Luther. I ain't going to celebrate it, though, but I ain't knocking. You know, that's you. But everybody's sanctification process is differently. But the woman of God was saying that, you know, the warfare, so... The warfare behind that. So, you know.
Spiritual fortitude is important.
Oh, yeah. So you going to deliver some people off that song, because what happened if somebody who don't have the Holy Ghost, somebody in the street, uh-oh. Here we go.
I just want to give a shout-out to my sister, Prophetess, Apostle Stephanie Burke. How are you this morning, everyone else?
Okay, go ahead and give you a shout-out one more time. It must have had a technical difficulty.
Okay, I just want to give a shout-out to Prophetess Yaquanda. This is Apostle Stephanie Burke.
Hey, Apostle.
How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. I just wanted to say that I love the song, and I think it is a wonderful thing. I don't have problems with Luther or any of those old school, because I'm 50 years and fabulous, glory to God, and so I'm old school. So a lot of those old school tunes back in the day had substance and meaning. The one thing that I do know is that spirits are transferable, as well as when your flesh is messy. You cannot listen to everything. So I want to just kind of pick back on what she said, and, you know, when you're not in that place of maturity, it's certain things that you should listen to because it's going to rehash some things of the old. You know what I mean?
All right, now.
Even in certain marriages, if you listening to a Luther tune that you and your old boo thing used to ride out on, it's just going to rev up that thought of that old thing. So, you know, we need to be mindful of that. Amen. And what the song, I love it. I am married, have been married, amen, for 21 years. However, I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. Amen. And I say all of that to say that the bedroom has never, ever been one of my issues. So, you know, we need all that we can get up in there. Glory to God.
Amen.
We need to be able to be, you know, come on.
That's
it
real.
Is
That's
what
real.
It is. We are grown people. When you have tasted love on a certain level, that's because you say, glory to God. That man still desires, that woman still desires, and I believe in a marriage it is our obligation to one another to please it. The Bible says the bed is honorable, marriage is honorable, and the bed is undefiled, which means that anything goes if you can agree with it, glory to God. So I say all that to say I give, you know, 10 thumbs up. If I can not find them for the boo thing, and I believe that, you know, this is something great. Woman of God, you keep doing what you're doing. I have your book.
Amen.
I've read your book. It has blessed me, glory to God. If I can get my husband to read it, then I think it'll be all gravy across the board. Hallelujah. So you keep doing what you're doing. Much love to you. And
you
have my 100% support.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And dropping jewels, too. Man. A lot of wisdom. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. She is right. That older music probably definitely had a different, it had more of a respect to it than the music that we listen to now.
It truly did.
It was more respectful.
Amen.
So I do understand what she's saying there.
Amen, amen. She dropped jewels on her too, man. That's good, man. That's good. Eating too, amen. Hey, Sean Feeney, what you want to come on here and say?
I'm speechless now.
Amen. And we got the whole armor on, amen. Just hold on, amen.
Gotta have it on.
Yeah, whole armor, amen. Ain't no opening in the front. The opening in the back, because you mean you can't run away.
Yeah, you can.
You got to face your enemy.
Amen. But listen.
Go ahead,
woman of God.
I do want to talk about the deception that the enemy does work against marriages. As a marriage counselor, I've counseled so many marriages. But one of the things that the enemy makes sure that he does is he tries to make it seem like and if I could just, you know, be real, that the sex was greater before you got married. You know, now married is boring, it's no fun, she doesn't do this, he doesn't do this, you know, because your flesh was at another octane when you were in sin, but the penalty was still there. But now that you are in Christ, you can enjoy each other to whatever level that you're both comfortable to go through, but do not fall into the trap of the deception that it was better in sin, because that is a lie from the pits of hell. It is better in Christ. It is better when you wake up and you're not feeling bad. It is better when you wake up and you know that this man is committed to you and you know where he came from and how you got there. It is better.
Hey.
When you know he's not.
Hallelujah.
Leaving. It definitely is better. And because women are more emotional, you know, it's very important for women to learn how to love, and for men to learn how to love their wives. You love your wife differently than you love any girlfriend. You love your wife on a whole nother level. She's your queen. She's your jewel. There's nothing that compares to her. So that's what I'm releasing.
Amen. Listen, 347-945-5416. If you haven't already, you might want to call that auntie, that uncle, that nephew. Lord have mercy. Tell them that Yaquanda paying him a call. Dr. Prophet is author. Amen. It's here. Amen. We're going through the CD. Amen. Just a couple of tracks on tonight. Amen. But tell them where they can find this CD at. Amen. As we move forward.
You can order the CD on www.yaquanda.com, and that's Y A Q-U-A-N-D-A, Yaquanda.com.
Now, who produced Boo Thang?
Trevor, is it called, I'm sorry, you call me, oh God, Coop Beats. Because I call him Trevor, but his name's Ain, Coop Beats. He was my producer and he, as well as the musician for the project. I did want to mention that when he is a minister of music. The Minister of Music produced my project. The Minister of Music did the music for my project. The praise and worship leader did the background vocals. The youth minister was the engineer, and the preacher was the psalmist. So we had the full garment of God in agreement in
wow.
this project. So if we were all killed, I think with the four of us, the Lord would have just said, this is not me, walk away. So we thank God for the unity of the group in producing the project.
Well, shout out to Coop BJ, man. And your stock done went up after the night, Coop. Folks will be like, where Coop at?
Where he at?
Hey, man. Oh, Lord. We about to get into, I think it's Let's Get Away. I think that's your album title track, Successful Love,
yes,
Let's Get Away.
That's the title track, yes. That's encouraging the couples to get away and enjoy each other. Get away from it all.
Get away from it all. Amen. Well, we're also joined by poetess Sean Feeney Alley. Are you enjoying yourself on the night?
Yes, I am. I mean, everything is on the gas.
Amen.
I need the phone number, the book, the CD. I need it all.
Amen.
I will say that there were moments when the songs were prophetic. So there is a prophetic feel to it because there were days where I didn't feel like he was my boo thing. There
oh, man, that's real.
I didn't feel like, you know, a wife. I had just been a knife, so I didn't feel like a wife. I just cut him.
Mm-hmm.
I just acted unseemly. So I would go sit in the car. I would go sit somewhere, and I would let Boo Thang remind me of my ministry. I thank God that he allowed me to do Successful Love first because my first ministry is my husband. I minister to him. This song ministers to him. This song let these songs let him know I love him. And now I can go to the nation because I've taken care of home.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Well, I think we got a caller with us. Amen. Caller, are you there? You're live here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Amen. Hello? Yes, you?
Hello?
Yes.
What's going on?
Okay, you're live on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program. Who am I speaking with? Somebody say, hey, what's going on? It's an artist.
I'm sorry about that. I wasn't expecting it. My name is St. Woods, Columbus, Ohio.
Wow.
And I was just calling in to see what's up, man. I was enjoying the convos, some interesting people. And really, I wanted to, about the Boo Thang song, I didn't get to hear all of it, but what I heard, I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to see if you can give me like an encore or somewhere I can listen to it and check it out, because I was just talking about that, man. Like, we need people in the body of Christ, like, you know, like making love songs too about marriage, man. Like,
wow.
We need that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Well, let me give you a formal introduction, Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall, who this is. This is St. Woods. He has video on YouTube. Amen. Your Christ Style and a couple of other ones. He's on YouTube, all over YouTube. Amen. He's a gospel artist out of Ohio.
Wow.
Amen. We thank you, man of God, for taking
wow.
time out of your Doves and Honey tour. Amen. To definitely join us here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel program.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Amen. Pastor Hill, can you play Boo Thang one more time, man? You know, I guess we can do this for this, you know, this gospel artist, amen. He wants to hear Boo Thang again, and I think...
About you, baby, all day long, wondering what time you gon' get home, yeah, and I'll be your wife for the rest of my life. It's my desire, it's what I wanna do, yes I do, Yeah, 'cause you are my best friend. You're what I need. You mean the world to me. Boy, yes you do. I love being with you, being life with you, doing love with you. I believe in you. Together forever.
Kind of got it good with Christian rap, you know what I'm saying? Because we got a tight beat, you know. People eat with their eyes, so if it's a nice beat, it really don't matter what you're saying over it, you know what I'm saying? But some people, they can kind of point out like gospel, but like with that, like you said, like it's spirits in the music, man, and it gets in people not knowing it, you know what I'm saying? Because now I can't listen to like regular song, secular music like I used to. I feel like I'm getting choked spiritually. Like I be having to like turn it off. I just can't personally listen to it. But like, but stuff like that, I feel like, man, people can vibe with that of secular of anything, because it's a cool vibe, man. And it's the word coming in them. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying, it has that in it. You know, only people of the body of Christ can tell. But people would just think it's just anything, but they don't know that they're getting blessed while they're listening to it. And I think that's something that R&B, mostly like Christian singers, need to start trying to, you know, get more, because we preaching to the choir. Like why are you preaching to the people who's already saved, man. You gotta get the ones who's lost, man. That's what it's all about.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I totally agree with you, because my aim is evangelistic in this, in going into many different places. I want to go. I want them to invite me to the reception. I want them to invite me to the places where I may not get a chance to preach. My heart is for those who are not coming into church. My heart is for those on Facebook who listen to my song and say, oh, my gosh, I love my husband. I want my marriage. One of the songs is for those people who are waiting, standing for their marriage. Their husband has left. Their wife has left. And they're standing, believing God. I want them to know I'm believing God with you. I mean, I don't know if I had the anointing to do what you do, but I believe God with you. And if you're willing to have the faith to wait on him or her to come back, I'm standing with you. I'm believing that. So, I mean, there's such a great gamut of opportunity open for us if we'll reach out to the people who need to know Christ the most. And those are the people in the bars where you're going, in the streets. Those are the ones who think that they're hopeless, think that they're nothing. Those are the people that need to hear you can do all things through Christ.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Amen.
Amen. People going to crucify it on the church. You know, some people, one of my one guys, I wanted him to come up and do something with me. But his church, I wanted him to set something up. But they were kind of, they were like going to ban him from his ministry if he was rent like a place where people who's not saved go. So they're about to like take him out of his ministry. So just got to pray for that, man, the religious, man, because it's a relationship, man. And you know, we got the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it's all about, you know what I'm saying, it's all about what you're called to do. And, you know what I'm saying, everybody
that's
got
right.
the different gifts, man, and we can't distinguish that between some people can do things other people can't. It's just how it is, man, and we just got to celebrate each other. And no matter what, as long as we're doing the will of God, we lined up with him, we got to celebrate each other.
Amen.
Well, Tay, we definitely thank you for chiming in, amen. Continue to listen, man, and I ain't gonna let you go without you know throwing your you know where you're gonna be ministering at next or anything else, you know, because I know you know you're doing a tour up there, so you know let people know just briefly where you're gonna be at next and how to get in contact with you, you know, show you respect.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, we just wrapped up the Doves and Honey tour yesterday. At the Saints Only Die Once live show. That was the last date. But we just got booked for another one at the Shiloh Bridge in the Gap coming May 7th. And so a lot of other things, man. The video for Blessings to My Enemies can be reached at my website, www.saint-woods.com. Facebook, Saint Woods. Just let's pray for one another and celebrate each other, support each other, and God bless everybody.
Amen. 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 Well, keep bumping it. You know, get that boo thing, man. You tell the woman you're going to go
like
pick up that boo thing.
My anniversary, it ain't till later this year, but that's something I can rock with, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Amen. The website is www.yaquanda.com, and that's Y-A-Q-U-A-N-D-A, yaquanda.com, and that's where you can get the CD.
Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. That was Saint Woods, amen. Definitely support what he's doing, the work up there in Ohio and all the what he got doing. Amen. Now, back to you, Doc. Amen. You got gospel artists calling in. Okay. You got folk out the church calling. You got folk in the church calling. Okay. All right, Doc. We're still here. Tom Feeney, you still here?
I'm still here.
She's like, whoa. Amen. Listen, we about to do that. Let's get away. We're gonna pick up the pace a little bit. You already done brought it to us. Amen. So we're gonna let people hear the rest of the album. We're gonna go into this Let's Get Away, and then we chop it up after that. Go ahead, Pastor Hill, drop that Let's Get Away.
Jamaica, Shaka, Morocco, Swaya, Malaysia,
make you wanna Barcelona. You can holla in Nevada, take it to the Indies, Maui, Sydney, just you and me. Yeah, see it all, it's your call. Have a ball in Montreal. I just wanna get away with you. To me with you, be the best in Budapest, ask a dear we in Sydney. So much fun, huh? In London, yeah. They know my name in Spain. Got them calling ya, Bosnia. Get my dance on in Hong Kong. We will in Brazil, Channel Island, Virgin Island, Cayman Island, any island. I just wanna get away with you, yeah.
Get away, I wanna get away with you.
out Tahiti and all that good stuff. What was that? Amen. That's top down right there. That's top down on the way to church. Amen. Amen. Tell them what that was, Prophetess. Amen.
That was my encouragement to the married couples to get away to, you know, I mean, you may not be able to go to Montego or Rio, but wherever you can get away to, separate some time to spend together. Make it a priority to get away from the things that try to pull us apart. And just make
Amen.
Spending time with each other a priority, sometime where you can make each other feel very good about being married.
Okay. Shafina, what'd you think about let's get away?
If I can quit, like, vibing, you know, just, I felt that.
he definitely
got the point across on that one, because I can just see wives putting that in the CD player with a planned trip, and they getting dressed, packing their stuff, and then, I mean, it goes from the CD player inside the house to outside in the car.
Okay, say a word.
Amen. That sound like the kids at the babysitter, the husband and wife got a weekend to themselves. You can hear the beat. Da-da-da-da.
I did. I love it. They're putting it in. They don't plan the trip. They plan. She got it planned. They packing clothes. It went from the city inside to the car.
Yes.
And they plan to get away.
Let's get away. 80 miles an hour. Also, again, shout out to my brother, Minister Tommy McCall. Amen. Amen. I know you're in prayer right now. Amen. I ain't going to bother him right now. Amen.
He's listening. He in prayer listening.
I know he's praying for right now. Amen. Shout out to him. Amen. Amen. We about to get into the next one now. Now, this one here, I believe is my favorite one, man. We're going to, I think that, where are you? Thank you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
After Boothang, of course, but, you know, this
yeah.
this going for me.
Well, this one was the last track, and I do want to say that this is a very uncomfortable project for me. I have no confidence in my singing and or my writing as far as music. I just had no confidence. I have been beat down so much, you know, I just put it to the back of my mind. And so when the Lord brought it to the forefront, I struggled with it. So, but I have the greatest producer and musician in the world, because every time I came in there, he was like, Doc, you can do this. Quanda. Whoever you want to be today, you can do this. So
wow.
He really encouraged me. So what you got to hear is a miracle. And I'm just grateful to God. And the Where Are You track that you're about to listen to, I did a 40 days of prayer where we prayed for 14 minutes for 40 days for marriages. And while I was praying, there were people who were calling in, spouses, who were waiting for their spouse to come home. Their spouse had left, gone on with their life, but had not divorced them. Some of them had divorced them. And they said, you know what? I want what God said that I can have. I want my spouse back. And so they were doing what we call standing, which is waiting for your spouse to come back home. And I wanted them to know that there's an anthem, that as you're waiting, God is empowering you, and he's giving you the victory and as you wait for your spouse to obey the word of God and comply and come home.
Wow. Well, we're going to get into the, listen, before we get into that real quick, real briefly, listen, all of y'all that's piled up online, 347-945-5416, I know it's jammed up in here tonight. God got everybody out here. We got Yaquanda in the building, also known as Dr. Prophetess Yaquanda P. McCall, amen, author, amen, preacher, mom, wife, okay, my church folk, and wife. Drag that girl on this, she's shagging up. Man, calm that down, all right? She married, okay? You know, this, you can put this on, amen. Amen. 15 years. God bless y'all, amen. Okay, we about to get into that Where Are You. We're going to come back and chop it up here on Kingdom Voices Gospel Program. Go ahead, Pastor Hill. Where are you?
Thank you.
have mercy. Hallelujah. Where are you? Amen. I start feeling sad for a moment, prophetess. What's going on? I think have you feel kind of sad for a moment.
You want to know where they
are? Where you are? I want to know where you are. What was the inspiration behind that one?
So that was the one that, you know, with the people standing for their spouse, as well as, you know, and we, marriage is real life. We have fights. You know, and this
Amen.
One is kind of, it's serious, but it's kind of funny when you listen to the lyrics because, you know, they just had a fight last night, and she had it like she's been gone for years. And that's what it's like when you're in love. You know, you have these arguments, they have to go to work, and you're just thinking about them, or like, I want to be with you. I don't want this air to be foggy. I don't want us to be having arguments. Let's clear the air. Let's just clean this up and just get back together again. So where are you? You ain't really been gone long, but I'm missing you like you've been gone a long time. So it was fun.
Amen. How you like that one, Sean?
Yeah, I was sad. You know, I was like, I wanted him to come back home. I wanted everybody to go back home.
I love it.
The messages are definitely there. Like, in her music, the messages are definitely there.
Amen. Definitely, all of y'all piled up online, 347-945-5416. Amen. If you ain't religious, if you ain't traditional, if you loving this, call in and show your love. Amen. You know, folk worrying about images. I'm about to go there. Folk worrying about images. Well, I want pastor to know. You know, I just preached today. So we done had a lot of leadership calling on here today. You know, some folk mad. Amen. We had national gospel artists. Amen. Call in with videos on the internet. Surely you can call in, amen. So definitely call and show your love for this woman of God, and also get the book. You need that in Jesus' name. Tell them about the book.
The book is A Successful Marriage God's Way, and even though it is A Successful Marriage God's Way, it's for singles as well as married couples. So it's very exciting. I've had so many people. I'm on my second run. I had so many people tell me, this book blessed me. I was really getting ready to give up. I just didn't think there was anything left. But I read your book, and I realized there was more that I could do. I was looking for him to do more. I was looking for her to do more. But I realized that a successful marriage done God's way is going to require me to be selfless and require me to serve. So I'm excited about the different praise reports that I've gotten from the singles who are saying, you know what, this is preparing me. You know, this lets me know that marriage is not that fairy tale that I thought it was going to be, but this prepared me for the real life things that we deal with in marriage. So I encourage you to get the book if you're single or married, and I believe it'll be a blessing.
Amen. I think we got another caller. I'm not sure. I think we got another caller. Carla, are you there on the Kingdom Voices
yes,
Gospel Club?
Yes, I am here. This is Apostle Stephanie again.
Amen.
I just wanted to say the song that just played, and it was Where Are You? And you know, I just felt the presence of God on that one. And even though it came from a place of those women praying for their husband's return, and I want to say being, and you know, women, and men as well, you can only come from the face and perspective of a woman. And being a married one for as long as I have been, you know, we go through a lot. And what came to my mind was that there are so many of us, and I'm going to say us, that say, where are you even when they're there? Because sometimes they be
asking
of God, and they're there, but they're not there. You know what I mean?
Wow.
In our lives. Again, I just turned 50 and fabulous. Amen. So what worked before, it doesn't work now. And now in God, when you know what God deems for love and what he deems for marriage, you know what he deems for the couple, the two become one, it's just, it's sometimes
one party gets it, but the other party doesn't get it. And so being women that have gone through, and I'm just giving a little bit of my testimony, have gone through being in the bed with my husband and he's not present. I'm talking about mentally when I need a hug or when I need some love or when I need some emotion.
Wow.
Not sex or intimacy, because that can, you know, that comes at any given moment. You know, you could do that without blinking. But the other part that yearns for attention, you don't get it. So that song kind of ministered to me, like,
even during those times of us that go through that.
And I just really want to share that. Amen.
God bless you. Wow.
That's good right there.
I feel that. That is so true. Where are you, you know? And especially when the mind goes. And so at the end, when I say, can't nobody love you like me, sometimes they need a reminder, boo, I'm the best you're going to have. I'm God's best for you. You might have an issue with my actions right now, but I'm God's best. So you better come on home and get it right.
That's good too. Amen. I love it.
Thank you, Apostle. That's a whole nother spiel, a whole nother group of people able to be ministered to. Where are you? I need you. Where are you spiritually? Where are you naturally? The husbands are saying, wives, where are you? I need you.
Yes.
I need your encouragement. I don't need you tearing me down. I don't need you showing me everything that I do wrong, but I need you to celebrate what I do right. I need you to throw me a party when I do something right and not gather everybody around when I do something wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So I love it. Y'all done woke up some. I'm ready to take that one and promote it.
Come on.
Yeah, I got a revelation. I'm sitting here. I'm listening now because she done quickened me. I done got a revelation, like, where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Wow, that's good.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, you done brought that thing to the Holy Ghost the way the OJ was supposed to have done it with the Holy Ghost. But
Come on.
Amen. See, that's a revelation, amen. God ain't deliver us for to be stale, amen. That's what a lot of the old school saints, amen, they talk about what the OJ said, the body here with me and the mind on the other side of town. Well, now, you know, this woman of God saying, where are you? Where are you? You know, where are you, amen? I want to know where you are. That's good, Doc. That's good, Doc. Amen. Sean Feeney, you mighty quiet over there. You loving this, amen.
Yes, I am. That was just a whole other way of looking at it. So,
It was. That sadness is gone, and it's like another, it's like a question mark, you know, because the fact that I'm asking, where are you, means that I'm expecting an answer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that could be a prayer. This song can be a prayer for some women. You know, I can't say this to him, but God, I can sing this song by faith or listen to this song whenever I'm feeling alone, and your presence can come, but also while your presence is coming, can you please speak to my spouse and help them to see me the way that you see me? So I'm going to preach, where are you? I'm ready now.
Wow. So why? I'll tell you what, y'all two stay right there. I think, you know, we're going to get into this outro. You know, everybody stay right there. We're going to get into this outro. I know everybody want to hear. I know what we're going to end with when we go close the show. I already know everybody want to hear Boo Thang. Everybody stuck on that Boo Thang. Amen. But that Where Are You, that's deep too. That's deep too. Now let's get away. If you're just not joining us here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, amen. It's Sisters Night, amen. You know, the women of God are leading the charge. Apostle, prophet, and amen. We got the poetess in the building, amen. And they're definitely we showing love for this woman of God, amen. Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall, prophet, is very prophetic voice in this hour. I call her the shofar, like I always do, amen. We about to get into this outro. You said it's the outro for your album?
Yes, this is the outro for the album.
Ooh, this is my favorite part. Folk about to get really delivered now, amen. Go ahead, Pastor Hill. Go ahead, drop that. Looking for love.
Can I truly love again? Life just hurts, how can I win? My heart yearns to love someone, but who? How can that be when to myself I have not been true? What is love in the grand scheme of things? Bubbly feelings and wedding rings? I made up my mind to find love for real. It's got to be deeper than how I feel. Who knows who I was, am, or ever shall be when I have a hard time
time and a man findeth the wife, findeth a good thing. Amen. Lord, found me. Hallelujah. Go ahead and break that one down there, prophetess. Amen.
Well, you know, I wanted to make sure that everybody understands that true love, the real love, the greatest love is the love of God. And we spend a lot of time in our lives looking for love in the wrong places and the wrong faces. And I just wanted to make sure that I reiterate that God is love. And until you love him with your whole heart and your whole soul and your whole existence, and then begin to love yourself, you cannot love anyone else. So you love God, and then you love yourself, because the Bible says love your neighbor as you love yourself, and then you love you, and then you can love others because of the extension of the love that God flows through you. So I just want to make sure that they understand that's your boo thing, and he all that, but he, you know, God is the number one. He is the first love. He's your greatest love. And you start love. Love starts, begins, and ends with him, if I can say that.
Okay, got a question I want to throw out there, since it's loaded with this anointed women of God on here tonight. I'm going to just throw this question out there. Question is, sisters want to know, how can I keep my man at home? How can I keep the bedroom interesting, if I might add? You know, this is grown anointed, you know, mature saint talk here. Amen. You know, we have the highest divorce rates. Oh, come on now. We got the highest divorce rates. I mean, you know, and a lot of sisters are being hurt and stuff like that, and things of that nature. How do we, you know, how does the body dimension, how does you, what is it, communication? What needs to be capitalized on? What needs to be capitalized on? I think I'll start, before I get to you, prophetess, I think I'll go to the apostle.
Amen. Well, the one thing that I would say is every marital need is a different need. You know what I mean? It would be knowing what your spouse wants and or desires, and then lining up those desires with your desires. You know, and I'm just, since we here, I'm just going to keep it real.
Keep it real.
Men desire, I mean, the men that I know, glory to God, they desire sexy and sex appeal. And sometimes you may have those that, you know, want a little freak at home, glory to God.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
that's your husband, it's cool to do that. You know, if he is one that wants a pole in the bedroom and you cool with it, then go with it. Whatever it is that he so desires, you know, we have to become, you know, I'm not going to say get outrageous and outlanding and do those things that make you feel uncomfortable, because that's
right.
When it says that being undefiled, it means that if you can agree on a thing, you know, then it's cool. But being able to satisfy his every need, like the woman of God said, you know, don't rag him out. Tell him, you know, commend him. You know, don't talk down at him in the street and all of that, because we've all, especially myself in my younger years, you know, always had to be right, even though many times I was, but it didn't matter who was right or wrong. It was about his making him feel a certain way. You know what I mean? Tearing down his manhood. And so we have to learn not to do that. It's okay to just be quiet sometimes. You don't have to always get the last word. Amen? You know, cook those meals to create that environment, you know, that is welcoming to romance and things like that. But then on the flip side of that, you know, sometimes, and I'm just going to say this for me, you know, there were times when I was always in that place and, you know, he wasn't present, you know, mentally, not physically, but mentally present. So it becomes a communicative thing. You know, communication is key. You know, what's on your heart, getting that stuff out. And that was one of the things where I failed in my beginning, not being able to communicate. Or when I go to say something, you know, he wasn't in a place to want to talk, so I would just back off and not say what I needed to say, not realizing that what I needed to say should have been said, and it probably would have solidified a whole lot of things. You know what I mean? So it's about giving them, it's giving each other what you need, finding out that I had a man of God that shared with, they've been married for 20-something years, and he told me, woman of God, you know what, I went and bought a book And I bought a book to tell me how to romance a woman. I bought that book just so that I can, you know, better enhance my skill level to romance my wife.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So if we want to do, we have to like the woman of God's book. You know, that's just, you know, I do what I do, but that gave me some extra little, you know, pointers and helped me to look at myself.
Amen.
You know what I mean? So giving them
Amen.
What, like my dad used to, my dad was a pastor, God bless his soul, and I'm going to say this in my closing. And my father was a good-looking dude, and he wasn't married at the time, you know, right before he passed away. And the one thing I said, Dad, you know, you have to get a wife. Because you got too many women coming at you, you know, because you're a good-looking cat. You know, what is it that you desire in a woman? He said, I want a woman of God that serves God, that loves the Lord. But, babe, when she get home, she got to be a freak in the bedroom.
My Lord. My Lord.
We can't dismiss that. We are who we are. We need what we need. Just because we keep God and we love the Lord. Listen, God, that thing that's on the inside of us, God put that there. You know what I mean? It's just that we allow the spirit and not allow the spirit to rule it. And once we get a full understanding of that, then we'll know how to use that little gift and do what we need to do to
please
our Lord.
Well, amen.
Amen.
Shift it to the Dr. Yaquanna Payne McCall. Amen. Can I give out your information on your CD and just comment on that as well?
Okay. I'm going to take a few quotes from my book, but my book says, remember, wives, men are sight-stimulated. They like to see you looking good. Find out what your man likes and do it. And then I have a part here that says, do not let sex is bigger than physical enjoyment, but it is a spiritual reservoir of power, agreement, and unity. Build up in your mind how much you want your spouse before you see them. Think about him. Think about her. You know, put it out there for your spouse so that they know you're thinking about them. That's a text, babe. I'm thinking about you. I can't wait till you come home. You know, but my husband and I teach classes, so we were teaching on sex. So, I mean, that's a part of marriage. We were teaching marriage. And so we did the acronym SEX, S-E-X. The S stands for serve. If you want your spouse to enjoy your time together, serve him, serve her. Get your mind off of you and get your mind on them so that they can be pleased. And as you soul serving them, I guarantee you will reap them sowing back to you. Explore. Find out what they like. Let's do new things. Yes, do new things. But I want to say this before I leave that there. Now, the Bible says in James 1, chapter 1, verse 27, says pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. That means that same word that they use for the marriage being undefiled is also a word being used to describe God. So that takes that word to a whole nother level. So we can't just throw any and everything in the bedroom and say the marriage bed is undefiled. No, the marriage bed, that same adjective is used to describe how God is. And then at the end of that verse, it says to keep yourself unspotted from the world. So watch them worldly tools you're bringing in and those worldly spirits that you're bringing in
that
can take over what it is that God made good. And so finally, X marks the spot. When you find out what your spouse likes, you keep it coming. You make sure that you do what it is that he or she likes. So I want to let you know that you can get the book on www.ispeaksuccess.com. ispeaksuccess.com. There also may be a link on there from at yaquanda.com, which is www.yaquanda.com. So you can go to both of those, and one of those gets you the book, and the Yaquanda gets you the book and the CD, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, amen. There's one more question as we get ready to bring this to a close, amen. There's a question. Is a vibrator permitted in the marital bedroom?
That's a
both
dude,
partners.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's a doozy there. Because see, the thing is, and I've counseled couples that have, you know, chosen to go that route, and I want to be sensitive because you know that the sexual act is going to end with the man.
Yeah,
he's going to end it. It's over when he gets to his place of ending. It's over. And sometimes wives don't get a chance to get to that climax.
And so some husbands do allow their wives to do that. For me, it makes me, it leads me to the man feeling inadequate, you know, bringing something external and pleasing yourself in an area that I'm supposed to please you in. And I think one of the things that we have found, that I found in this, is that because we have not saved ourselves for our spouse, because if your husband is all you've had, then he's the best you've had. But when you tipped and told before you got married, and you have somebody to compare to, and so, you know, there's that struggle there. But I don't think it's a good idea. I personally think it's a bad idea. But I have, you know, counseled couples who do allow that in their marriage.
Amen. Apostle, you wanted to add on to that?
I was just sitting here going, and like, you know, I am personally against that, because when you think about God and God creating,
that's good.
You know, marriage and unity in intercourse, you know what I mean? It was good. Glory to God. And so when you bring it on, as the woman of God said, other instruments, the Bible says, now I can't tell you where the address is right now, but I know it's in there because I've read it several times. But it says the waste of the spoil is more or less is detestable. And what I have come to the understanding of what that means is that when you use an instrument, it makes you release without the right proper tool helping you to do so. And it's a reason for that tool being able to release that on the inside. See, God had a plan when those juices, if you will, come together and release. That's what, where the soul tie and all of that comes in at. You know what I mean? That's why we don't need to. It is forbidden for us really to have intercourse when we're not married, because you are creating a soul tie with someone that is not your soul mate. Amen.
So
and so even when you're suffering from that person, what have been released on the inside of you and what's been released over them, it kind of sticks to the fabric of the innermost being of you. That spirit is there, which that spirit is not you. It don't belong to you. So using that is wasteful. You know, if you think back to the Word of God, my spirit is a little running right now, but it was the woman of God who her husband died, and so back then they had to have it was traditional for the brother to marry, you know, to give her kids, you know, so that it'll stay in the
Tamar,
family and out of honor.
Yeah,
amen.
Tamar,
out of honor to the brother
Tamar,
that passed.
Judah.
Well, he didn't want a baby by her, so he pulled out. When he got to that place, and God, he died on the spot. And then came the other brother, did the same thing, and he still died. So that tells me that God does not allow that. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, Apostle, have you ever did it? Yes, I have. Glory to God. I'm going to keep it funky with you. Glory
to God.
Keep it
funky.
Who I am. So yes, I have. But that was before I got the understanding of what God's desire was for marriage and for that type of union. You know, even in marriage back then, even though they got married, the marriage wasn't solidified until he went into her. Glory to God. And that sealed the deal. So it's a reason for that whole piece. So going back to the original
question, God had a plan. God had a
plan. He had
a plan.
I don't agree with that, Coolidge.
Amen. Well, definitely, God has shifted this to a marriage seminar. God has shifted this whole program. Got us way out here in Gilligan's Island, amen. But nevertheless, amen, I think it's very informative. And, you know, and just to keep it right there, I ain't going to try to quench the Holy Ghost, amen, because I believe in the liberty of the Spirit, amen. So what about the sisters, like, and I think I threw this question out there many months ago, what about the sisters that are in the church that said, look, I ain't got no man, I'm just trying to keep it holy and stuff like that, but God understands I got needs. So, you know, I just bought me a vibrator, and I just get it in because, you know, I don't want to contaminate myself, but what are the things that maybe a sister don't realize?
The fruit of the Spirit that can help her with that is self-control.
Amen.
You can do it. You can contain yourself.
Yes, you can.
See, we're feeding our flesh all day. All week.
Yes.
We're feeding our flesh more than our spirit, man, and then we're trying to keep our flesh under wraps. No.
Yes.
Mm-mm. You're going to have to feed your spirit, man. You're going to have to crucify your flesh. Tell your flesh no. Tell your flesh, no, you're going to wait. No, I'm gonna sustain this. I'm going to hold this. Because,
yeah.
I mean, do you really think it's very much different than you using a vibrator than you using a man? You're still not leaving anything for your spouse. I mean, you're still stealing out of the temple because that's his. So I think that, you know, the Holy Ghost will help us to make good decisions and help us to have that self-control that is necessary for us to be, to walk in the victory that he has for us when it comes to our sexuality.
All right. Last question. I try to promise, amen. It keeps popping up, amen. Amen. So what about those who have been married for I know y'all been married for a very long time, amen, by today's standard anyway, because folk don't last 2 years nowadays. But nevertheless, what about those who have been married for like maybe 25, 30 years, amen, and now it just seems like, you know, it's like it becomes like, and you know, I counsel brothers too, and, you know, it becomes like a clocking in section, reporting to work. You know, it becomes like a job, and it's like, okay, I'm just going to, I'm going by reference, amen, with many brothers. They said, well, I'm just going to get me, man of God. I'm just going to get me, amen, and well, I'm just going to do me, and, you know, I really don't feel him like that no more, and it's the stuff like that. I mean, what are the dangers of approaching your marital relationship like that? You know, not savoring each moment like it's the last, taking a person for granted, like, look, I can lose you. You know, at any time, I'm not talking about going to the courthouse, but in the spirit of the oneness that we share in the marriage, I can actually lose you. Some folk already lost their spouse and they're in the same house. You understand? So how is that? How we rectify that?
Just one of the things is that communication, which Apostle alluded to earlier, communication is the key. One of the things that I found in my counseling is that husbands cannot communicate with their wives effectively because most men are not wordy. So sometimes a wife is looking for a husband to be like her. And so when he's not like her, then she begins to say something's wrong with him, begins to tear him down. But wives have to learn how to respect their husband as they are, as God created them. I mean, communication is very important. My husband don't even have to say certain things. I just know. I mean, I've learned. I've paid attention to him. I've studied that brother. So he can say something.
Wow.
Like he may say, you know, he just in going to the bathroom, oh, man, I'm low on the order. He's not talking to me. He's talking to himself. Guess what? I'm attentive. The next time he come in that bathroom, he's going to have a new thing of deodorant because I'm sensitive. I'm listening to him. He's not going to come and say, baby, can you give me some deodorant, please? No. He just knows that I'm paying attention to him. He knows that I'm looking, and if I don't hear him say it, then, yeah, he will, you know, he gets the deodorant. But he knows that I'm listening. He knows that he doesn't have to say it the way that I say it. He can say it his way. He can communicate his way. Because when a husband gets to the point where he can't communicate to his wife, then the enemy sends a surrogate. And it's going to be an evil surrogate because it's going to be somebody stealing out of the relationship that God has ordained. And so she's listening and the wife isn't listening and she's building him up and the wife isn't building him up. So wives, I admonish you, build your husband up. Put your thing on hold, boo, and build him up. If you're in ministry, put your ministry on hold and encourage his ministry and watch God do something mighty for your ministry. Make sure that you're serving him. And husband, you got a good thing. If your good thing is in seed form, go ahead and water that seed. Go ahead and celebrate that seed. Go ahead and call forth the fruit that you know that God has given you. So it's going to take some work. It's going to take some communication. It's going to take some dedication. Can we please bring commitment back to marriage again?
Amen.
You might not like him today, but baby, you keep walking with God. He'll help you bring your flesh under wraps because that's a flesh issue. Your spirit man knows you are to love him. Your spirit man knows that there's greatness locked up on the inside of that man that
Jesus.
God has given you. But you're going to have to press past your flesh and your selfishness and allow God to use you to draw him in. So many wives miss the opportunity to be bait. When my pastor told me that when I was in Jacksonville, she said God want to use you as bait to bring him in. She said, but I guarantee you when you catch that fish, it's going to be a good dinner that night.
Hallelujah.
So if you're a faithful, it might not feel good now. It didn't feel good then. The man of God that I have now was worth everything that I had to go through to bring him into who he is today. So it's going to require wise. We're going to have to carry the plate, carry the weight. That's what we were designed to do. That's why we're so strong. We can do this. And God has given you the fortitude and the ability to bring forth and to birth out the man of God. Even if he is in seed form, boo, you have the soil. You have everything needed to water what God is doing in him so that you can have the benefit of him coming into fruition as God has called him.
Amen, amen. Apostle, give your information. You know, look like I done had a whole bunch of co-hosts on here tonight. Amen. And God done shifted this thing from the album to a marriage and formula, but it was good. Only the Holy Ghost can orchestrate this. Amen. So I do bless God for that. Amen. Apostle, go ahead and give out your ministry information. Amen. You labored here. You labored among us. Amen. So I just want you to give out your ministry info. Amen. Where people can contact you, definitely.
Amen. Well, my ministry is not a church. I want to put that out. It's the International Kingdom Empowerment Alliance. And what God has used me and positioned me to do is to build and edify the fivefold ministry. There are so many people that are detaching themselves from church because of the rhetoric and politics of the church, and they still love God, and they still want to do what God has called them to do. So ironically or divinely, let me put it that way, God will direct them right to me, and I do workshops. You know, 501c3, incorporation, grant writing. I do all of those things that help to solidify business and giving them a healthy start, as well as ministering and conferences and those things like that. So I am on Facebook. My website is www.sbkingdomalliance.webelieve.com. And email address, IKEA888@yahoo.com. And so I'm just here to support all those that are doing God in whatever way that I can. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Also, we thank you, amen, Apostle, amen, for joining us, amen, here on the Kingdom Voices Gospel Program, amen. It looked like the Lord threw you in the fire. threw you in right in here, amen. But
amen.
We bless God
she
for you.
Right in.
You know, we bless God for you. Only the Holy Ghost can set this up. So we bless God for that, amen, and all your labor and amen as you're doing in this hour. We're going to shift it to the woman of God of the hour, amen. The CD, amen, if you haven't heard it, we went through Boo Thing, amen. We went through Successful Love, Let's Get Away. We went through, amen, Where Are You? My God. Yeah, we're going to end with that one. That Where Are You? That Where Are You? And I'm also, the outro, amen. And I know it's like spoken word. I know Shafini want to say something about that as well, too, as we shift it after Prophetess give her a final word and her information. Amen. Go ahead, woman of God.
Amen. The website, again, is www.yaquanda.com, YAQUANDA.com. You can order the book as well as the CD there. And if you just want to order the book, it's www.ispeak.com. Success, ISPEAK, success, SUCCESS2S, .com. I thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's been an honor, a privilege. I'm very grateful. I appreciate you. You know, I love you so very much. Appreciate you, Apostle Stephanie, for coming on. I appreciate you, woman of God, Sean Penny. You've inspired me just hearing you. It's been just inspirational for me to just keep pressing past everything that I have to press past to do what God has called me to do. I speak life to marriages. Your marriage shall live and not die, and declare the works and the glory of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Sean Feeney, and I would like to publicly thank you for Counting Not Robbery, the co-host with me on this broadcast. Amen. And just want to get your input, because I didn't get your input. I mean, women of God just, start flowing. I know you was eating good. Amen. I know you was just eating. Amen. So just want to let your, voice be heard, and where people can contact you at. Amen. And if you want to hear about Sean Feeney Allen, amen, go back in the archive. She has anointed poetry, gospel poetry she does as a spoken word is, amen. You go back in the archive at blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. You can go through her whole interview and just listen to those clips, amen, of excerpts. I think she's working on an EP or a project right now, but she'll tell you about that. Go ahead, poetess.
But I just want to say, you know, thank you for letting me, you know, co-host with you tonight. And, I mean, I love your Kwanda. So, and your messages your messages are there. Like, I want the book. I want it out. So.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Like, you know, and when I, you know, the one that started off, you know, something like the spoken word, I wrote it down. I've been in here writing in some more stuff. You know that was right there for me, and I love that one. What was the name of the one
that was Looking for Love?
Okay, yes.
That's Looking for Love. That's actually the outro, the last song. I wanted to make sure that we realize, you know, we're looking for love, but our GPS system is set for God. And, you know, that's why we kept hearing, and we didn't realize it, U-turn. We on our way to the club, please make a U-turn. We on our way to somebody's bed that's not our husband, U-turn. Because our GPS was set for God. And that's when we have reached our destination, when we get in him, and then the new journey begins. So.
Exactly. But I really enjoyed talking to everybody tonight. I still don't have a date. I'm still working. I'm still writing on writing the poetry. But my YouTube is Time for a Change. You can email at Sean, SHAUN323. .sa@gmail.com. And as soon as I get those dates, I will let you know.
Amen.
I will know when I finish the process and what I have to show. Again, I just want to thank everybody who is on here tonight. I have learned so much.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, bless God. Amen. I feel like somebody got a word for her. I feel that in my spirit. I feel like somebody got a word for her.
For Sean? A word for Sean?
Yeah, I feel like somebody has a word for her.
Amen. I've been praying for her since I got on the line. I wrote her name down because I'm going to continue to pray for her, and I don't write everybody's name down, but I wrote your name down, and I really could sense that God was stretching you. I really can sense that he's allowing that creativity to even come to another level, and I believe that he's going to use you in a way that opens up for other people to come in the flow that you have. I believe that even as he's given it to me, because originally it's supposed to be all songs, and I said, well, you know, everybody is not, you know, if some people love the spoken word. So he gave me that so that I could reach another group of people. So he's giving you the ability to be able to speak that, because that is a gift. But I do see God really stretching you, even as you were talking, the times when you were talking on the line. I could see stars, you know. I could just see the innumerable gifts and the innumerable people that he has that you're not even going to realize how many people you have positively affected. I see God really stretching out in you. So the things that he gives you to do, the creative idea, I see like creative juices really just stirring up in you. You get ready to write. So make sure you keep paper everywhere, paper and pen in a car, in the bathroom, everywhere, in the kitchen, if you don't already have it, because you're going to hear a word and it's going to spark an entire spoken word. You're going to hear something. It's going to spark something totally, and he's going to give you projects. He's also going to allow you to see people, and they're going to be struggling with their gift, and you're going to recognize it, and you're going to speak a word to them and say, you know what, I struggle, but I see God really using you. He's going to show many different people to you, and you're going to be able to speak to them and encourage them from that place so that they can come into their creativity. But the greatest thing that I believe that I've seen him doing in you is stretching out in you to a point to where when people look at you, hear you, see you, and are around you, that they see him.
I see him really doing some things in you and reshaping some things, because I see him kind of molding, and I see him pulling some things, and you know, almost like on the cartoon where they pull that dress so tight, like it's unrealistically tight. So there's going to be some tight things that he's going to pull, but that's because he's squeezing. It's like the olive oil. You can't get all of the olive oil out of the olive until you crush it and squeeze it. But I see him really squeezing some things in you, but it's not going to be ugly like the olive, because while you got that dress on, it's going to still be cute. You're going to still be able to go forward and be the woman of God. But in your midnight time, he's going to be squeezing and pulling and preparing you for the greatness that he wants to exude through your life.
Wow, I'm proud to see that. Amen.
Whew. Amen, amen. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, amen. And amen. You want anything to say to Mother before we let her go, amen? All righty then. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord. I don't want to close, but amen. I want to keep y'all all night. I know everybody just like, wow, amen. Amen. But Prophet, go ahead and pray us out, amen, and we're going to go rock out to that where are you after you pray. Go ahead, Prophet.
Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what you have released into this line and into the airways, God. We thank you for giving us the power to take back the airways, oh God.
Yes, God.
Release your glory in the airways, God. We thank you for what you're doing, oh God. I mean, in this man of God, the vision that you have given him, the people all over the nation, the people all over the world just dialing in and listening, God, having access to hear the many different men and women, oh God. He's not selfish, God. He's willing to bring other people on. When we come on, you know, he's not the only one talking. He's bringing other people, God. And because he is promoting the kingdom, then I know that there are so many things that you are doing in him. So we thank you for what you're doing in him, God. We thank you for the visionary, the vision that you've given him. And Father, we thank you for every listener, God. We thank you that we speak success to their lives like never before, God. Even those witty inventions, even their marriage, their relationships, on their jobs, in their businesses, in their ministry, in every area of their life, we speak success God's way, oh God, and we thank you for being the great God that we serve and the God that loves us in spite of us. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, oh God. We speak life. We declare life. No weapon formed against our purpose shall prosper, but we will prevail every perversion by the power of your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God Amen. Bless you. Good night. Where are you?
Let's go to Montego or Rio. I wanna take
Asia. Sweet me in Tahiti. I'm in Thailand, my man. Do your sweet thing in Beijing. You make you wanna Barcelona. You can holler in Nevada. Take it to the Indies.